I guess he didn't make it in the meeting here.
Bill Crozier?
Well, Chair, it's 8:01.
Hang on. Hey, we're in public comment, please, Nancy. Thank you.
Yeah, it's 8:01.
Bill Crozier? Bill Crozier? Bill Crozier, go ahead. Yes.
You know, I just want to thank all of you who are hanging in there on the board. I know there's frustrations up in there. I know what it's like, but I think it is important, and KPFT is certainly important. I think those of you on the national board are putting a whole lot more time in on these meetings, and I know those of you who are working to help get us a new location is so critically needed, and I want to thank all the programmers who've been continuing to produce programs from home. That's certainly challenging as well, so I appreciate all of you are doing, and let's please try to work together some more and not do so much time wasting. And, you know, if you have differences or something, email them before the meeting to each other and see if you can work this stuff out rather than bringing all this minutia up in the meetings. We need to be focusing on raising money and getting a new building and getting it fixed up once we get in there and helping save KPFT. Cause I know some of the other stations, and Pacific as a whole are having some really serious challenges right now. And we need to keep this little place going because it's needed more than ever. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Anybody else? Public comment is open. Anybody else like to say something to the board? We're on the stream. I see a hand up for Colin, user one. Please go ahead.
Okay, thanks. Can you all hear me?
We can.
Okay. There's a level of contempt with which people, including the chair, has been dealing with members who have comments or criticisms or objections that he doesn't appreciate. This is not a club. It's a board, an elected board at a non-commercial radio station that enjoys the benefits of being tax-free in many of its operations. It's public. Your ability to deal with people with whom you do not agree is part of our mission. Our mission is to bridge differences. It's to bring together people who have different views, different perspectives, and work with them in our programming to improve our society. But on a board of 24, it seems that it's okay with the chair, because the chair himself is exhibiting this behavior of showing contempt for other members. Members have rights. If there are problems with the minutes, the secretary doesn't get to say, I'm not going to pay attention to that. You take the objections one at a time and you address them. If a member wants to add something to the agenda and there's a 48-hour window and it's sent on the 5th for a meeting that's on the 11th, you don't say it's not on the agenda. Oops, I didn't see it. Try again next month. You add it to the agenda the way it would have been had someone been paying attention and put it properly on the agenda to begin with. The inability to deal with people who aren't your pals.
30 seconds.
It's sickening. It is why the world is on fire. And we claim to be about peace and justice. And we can't even reflect that in our operation at a public meeting on a 24-person board. Maybe the people in Berkeley and the people in Houston and the people in LA and the KPFA protectors and the New Day Pacifica, maybe y'all have won, and we just don't recognize it.
Time, please. Thank you. Other members of the public that would like to speak, please step forward. A comment going once? All right, there's still more time, so as we move through the agenda, yes?
I'd like to say something.
Nuri, yes, I was looking for you. Go ahead, please.
Okay, I had to leave the meeting, and I calmed down a little bit, and I came back. when the LSB allowed the two programming reps to be represented on the LSB 23 years ago or so. Miles Willis, who hosted the jazz program, and I served on that. And we would go in, we would have a meeting, we would accomplish things. I established three committees. Two of them were very active. One of them was the building maintenance and cleanup and improvement committee. And the other one was promotions. In the 50 minutes I was on before I took off, all we did is just go over minutes, go over paperwork, raise our hands and say, I agree, I disagree, point of motion, not point of motion, which drives me crazy because I think we fail to recognize two things here. Number one, KPFT, just as call-in user one said, is a radio station. It is a community radio station. It's not a community center. It's a community radio station. You establish programs that serve the community through whatever they do, whether it's the race relations issue that has been talked about, whether it's music, whether it's anything. That's done through programming. Pacifica Radio Network, that's what it's called. It's not called Pacifica, you know, Community Center. So we waste our time doing all of that, and we don't recognize that fact that we are a radio station. And the second thing we fail to recognize, and I can speak because I've been here close to 29 years plus, that KPFT is sinking. And before long, if we continue on this path, it's going to be gone. And most of you that are complaining about this program, that program, I want to have a town hall meeting, I want to have this and that, that's not the job of the LSB, of KPFT, or even the LSB. That's the job of community activists. And you can use KPFT as a resource to speak. And if we continue on that path and we fail, I guarantee you, you're not going to be heard from because you're going to disappear. We need to go on a path where we can rebuild KPFT, not make it fail. And right now, when we spend 50 minutes on nothing, I found some of the minutes from 29 years ago, 25 years ago the other day. They're nothing but pieces of paper. That's all. And we're failing to recognize all of this. We sit here and go on and on. 50 minutes wasted. They landed in the moon in less time than that. Shame on you all. Shame on you. I do not know what to say. I have seen the building being demolished and no one showed up to do anything about it. You know, it broke my heart to listen to the cracking of the wood and everything going down. LSB, you want to do something? Show up at membership drives and help get food for the volunteers like I did when I went to my friends who owned restaurants to get that. Answer phones. Go to the community, our community and reach out to the various communities, black, white, Hispanic, brown, Asian, you name it, Jewish, Muslim, Christian, reach out to them and say, what can we do for you? Raise money so we can survive. That's what you do. Not I want to have a town hall meeting or I want to have, minutes approved or not approved. This is baloney. Before long, we're going to be gone. I guarantee you. Because we're struggling even in the membership drive. And I speak for myself, the guy who raises a lot of money during the drives. We're failing. Programming is of the essence, and we don't have the right programming. And no, sorry, Nancy, we don't have very good programs right now. That's it. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Nuri. For those of you that don't know, Nuri does a fantastic blues show on Sunday. I encourage you to look it up, Blues Brunch. Anybody else from the public would like to speak?
Mr. Chair?
Yes. I see a hand up. And Colin, user one, you've spoken once. You request a second.
PK McCary had her hand up before.
I'm sorry? Who? Who did?
PK McCary has her hand up before.
Okay. I didn't see it. PK, go ahead, please. Sorry. Did you want to speak, PK? Your hand's not up right
now.
Yeah,
I did. I wanted to read something that I think is really, really important. In 1968, Dr. King was murdered. And it was one of the hardest times of my life because I was 14 and I went to the principal to ask him to put the flag at half mast. And he said, what does that have to do with us? And I listened to you all earlier today. But I want to say something that I think is true. If there's anything that I said that is not the truth and is indicative of an unreasonable impatience, I beg you to forgive me, because it is not my point of trying to get you to do something you don't want. My point is what would work for us all. And we aren't building bridges this way. If I've said something that is not true, if I have not been patient, I still say I'm called to be that drummer that drums out for justice and equity and efficacy to us all. You have to work with the people that were elected because people elected them. Please, for the cause of peace and brother and sisterhood, think on what we will do together rather than making some of us the identified patient. In other words, it's your fault that this isn't making ends meet at KPFT. It's your fault, or it's my fault. It's all of our fault. And we either need to do something about it, or Nuri Nuri is right. There will be no KPFT.
Thank you. Calling user one, you have your hand up. Please go ahead.
Thanks. So I was listening to the National Finance Committee meeting. Can you hear me?
Yes, 2 minutes, please.
Oh, I expect the same as everyone else, whatever that is. Thank you. Beginning now. I was listening to the National Finance Committee last night, and I learned that apparently due to something that happened in 2017, because it was a filing that affected the fiscal year 2016, the IRS had seized upwards more than $93,000 of Pacifica money over the past 24 or so hours. Apparently, they seized 90 from a national office account. They seized 40 from Pacifica Radio Archives. They seized 20-something, I think, from, or 29 from the archives, and I guess some out of KPFTs. I guess you'll hear more about that at some point. The actual reason for the seizure is not clear, and the amount seized was 1.5 times at least the apparent judgment. We don't know what the deficiency is, but since I heard the saint speaking earlier and he was in charge and violating all kinds of things in 2017, perhaps he can help them track the problem. There's a problem within Pacifica. And again, you know, I see what's happening in cities around the country, in neighborhoods around the states. There needs to be a different approach in how people deal with each other. It is not about what personally floats your boat. You live in a world with other people. You have to adjust your thinking. It is not about you. Get the problems solved working with the other people who are not going away. Otherwise, we are all sunk. We're done. No, I didn't hear you doing that countdown for anyone else. It's really disruptive. But, estimation of you as a chair grows greater at every meeting, Sandy.
That's time. Thank you. Anybody else like to speak? Okay. I want to thank the public. There's time still to go, about 13 minutes that we have. We'll put that in reserve, and I'll open up another window as time permits, unless somebody wants to speak now. Hearing none, we'll continue with our agenda tonight. Thank you, everybody from the public. No matter what was said, your input is heard. Dr. Franklin, I'll turn the floor over to you for your report, and we thank you for your written report in advance. Go ahead, sir.
Okay.
Yeah,
I want to certainly thank the entire staff of KPFT. It's a team effort. Perhaps some staffers' efforts are more visible than others, but it takes the entirety of the staff to make the operation go smoothly. As mentioned, the membership drive is probably not in high gear. It's really moving at a snail's pace at this particular point in time. According to Robin, we're probably 9% of the goal at this particular point in time. That's updated from the information that's on your report there. We had a very good Zoom meeting with Amy Goodman last month, well attended. It was one of the micro events. We're in the process of hoping to put together another micro event, perhaps maybe utilizing local individuals or the Poor People's Texas.
Dr. Franklin, we cannot hear you.
We lost Dr. Franklin. Mr. Chair, will you tell Dr. Franklin we can't hear him?
Sandy's muted too.
There we go. I did tell him, sorry. Dr. Franklin, we cannot hear you. You couldn't hear me when I was muted either. Dr. Franklin?
Lost Dr. Franklin.
Yeah, let's see if he reconnects. Well, give him 30 seconds here to try to reconnect, and then we'll just get the national, the PNB report and come back to Dr. Franklin. Can someone possibly text Dr. Franklin?
I'm doing it.
Thank you, Ted. Appreciate that. See what he says, Ted, and see if you get a response. Let us know, because I'm going to go ahead and ask for the Pacifica National Board reps to step up and give us their report. Why don't we go ahead with that, and we'll come back to Dr. Franklin. I know he has a lot to say based on his written report. So who wants to lead on our national board team? Who'd like to take the lead on presenting a report? Other members are welcome to chime in.
I'll go ahead and start. Susan Young and I serve on the National Finance Committee and on the Strategic Planning Committee. Both of them are fiduciary committees for which there are not public members. So I'm a little surprised that member of the public was reporting on stuff. The executive director, Stephanie Wells, in open session has challenged the board to look at strategies to address the current serious financial situation. And those include, you know, major stuff like selling assets, but first and foremost for ways to enhance revenues. That might include national fundraising campaigns, program sharing, and that sort of thing. Those are under consideration right now, and I think it's important for everybody to know that those things are being talked about. Other committees are working. I know that Teresa can address questions from elections.
Teresa, please go ahead. Yes, Teresa. You have to unmute, Teresa.
Yes, thank you. I serve on the Elections Committee, and we had a motion to have a fundraiser to pay for our elections, as the bylaws state that we should have an election in the upcoming year. It left the committee and went to the national board. The national board postponed it. There was a motion about the timeline. I know that we are behind the timeline. We have not hired a national election supervisor yet. And the national board sent the motion back to the elections committee, asking us to come up with a proposal for timeline and cost savings and fundraising for the elections. There's also another issue. I've done a director's inspection report to see the figures regarding the tally of votes at KPFK in the last delegate election. Okay. Apparently, four people were removed from the ballot after people had cast their votes. And that is something that this committee will have to deal with, because I think there's some uncertainty on the part of the listener members who are also voters about the integrity of that election. So that's mainly what we're doing on the elections committee.
Patrick on the call.
Welcome, Patrick.
Hello, Patrick.
You're muted. You're muted, Sandy.
Thank you. Sorry. Does Egberto Willis or Marianne Martinez want to add to the report from our national board?
No, I think what Susan says is fine.
Marianne?
I'm okay. Sandy, we did have one meeting, but unfortunately, I was tied up and unable to attend. I did get a report about that meeting, and not much was accomplished. However, I will have a report next time.
Thank you, Marianne. Okay, we have time for a couple of questions for our PNB delegates. Adriana, you have your hand up. Please go.
Yes, thank you. This is to all the PNB members. We have a new executive director, and I think that one of the main job description was fundraising for the foundation. Can the PNB members tell us how good is going in that sense? Because I believe that we hire somebody for their skills to fundraise for the foundation. How good are those? Because Susan said that she challenged. I agree that all of us need to go and try to raise money, but some people, like the executive directors, are being paid to do that. How well is that going?
So the new executive director has entered into a situation in which he inherits basically fiscal collapse. So a lot of the time is spent figuring out which bills to pay first. There are two loans that are in place, but they will not be adequate to bridge all of the spending that is needed. Regarding fundraising, there is a development committee. She works closely with it, and she has extraordinary fundraising experience, but we have very big challenges for being able to be a good entity to get funds raised. We're trying to seek restoration of CPB funding, which was lost in prior years. We have got one loan where we're probably in arrears on it already when we arrived at the beginning of this year. It is very difficult to seek grants from foundations for a 501c3 that has a bad financial track record. So these are all things that are being dealt with simultaneously. And the prior ED caused major changes at KPFK that went from being a self-sustaining station to a station in deep trouble. So at the moment, we are all working on, I'm just as Dr. Franklin and everybody is at KPFT and Sandy and Nuri and Robin, to raise money that we can from our listeners. But at the moment, it is a juggling act for all of the financial management.
Thank you, Susan. But my question is still not answered. How well is the new executive director doing the first job description, that is fundraising money for the foundation?
He is doing a better job than Lydia did.
Let's keep our voices down.
I mean,
please.
I'm sorry, Susan, that is not enough.
Wait, stop. Everybody, Adriana, stop. Let's not get names into this. We're in a public meeting.
Exactly.
And let's not try to do any of that. I caution all members to be very
Yes, liability, careful. Everybody.
Thank you. All right. Ted, you have your hand up.
Yeah, I have three questions, and I can be answered after I ask them, I guess. I would like to know if our national board representatives are going to provide the secretary with a written report. My second question is, the sale of our building generated $1 million. I am wondering how much of that money can be spent on relocation and how much money of that can be spent on salaries and other day-to-day operations. And my third question has to do with the election, and that is, we're having an event at the Continental Club. There's another event that is happening at Rice University, also a music event. I am concerned that there will be skewed opportunities for people who are fans of music to get signatures on ballot, on petitions to run for local station board. Has the board taken into account the fact that we no longer have a physical plant and there are distorted opportunities for the music community to get candidates running for the board versus people who support news and public affairs?
Does anybody want to respond to that from the national board? Okay. Maybe that deserves no response. You stated your point clearly, Ted. Thank you. But come on out to those events. It should be fun. I got a text from Dr. Franklin saying he was trying to reconnect but having problems. So once again, technology screws up plans. I will tell everybody that distributed before this meeting on Monday is Dr. Franklin's written report. And as per the reports he's entered of late, very detailed. And I think all the information he was going to present is contained in there. So if you can't reconnect and we can't get to him tonight, please read the report to be brought up to speed for the moment. You can never tell with the internet. That's what I'm told. Thanks to our national board members for attending the many meetings and the trying times that we're going through at Pacifica. And they are very trying times right now. We'll get to committee reports now. We'll start with the MSRC. Jane, do you want to give us any update?
The MSRC is in hiatus and has not met in the past month since last month's report. However, we're thinking about it. So I might have something different to report next month, and I appreciate y'all's patience.
Thank you very much. Mac McPherson, Finance, please.
We met on April 20th. We got remarkably nothing done between the obstructionism of some members and our failure to have a proposed budget, which we had anticipated that we would. We will meet again on May, and I forget the date, but it is on the KPFTX calendar, and we're going to back up and try again.
Right. Thank you. Yes. Looking at that first draft this time of year is very important. Thank you for that report. Richard Uzzell, Governance, please.
No report.
Thank you, Richard. Outreach Committee. Captain Tom, do you want to enter anything for us here?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, the Outreach Committee came to order at 6:19 p.m. on April 28th. Present was myself, a chair, Robin Lewis, Mike Lewis, Bill Crozier, Stephen Cohan, Nancy Savora Nortomi, and Therese Allen. Topic of discussion, upcoming events that we reach out to the community and promote listeners and membership to the station, such as Discovery Green, Night for Guy, Gay Pride, Juneteenth. Robin will check Kinder Foundation, and she will get back to me on that, and also for some of the upcoming events. We need to have the flyers and description for the events and the history of the events. And tables, and we need to have also, was pointed out, that the situation at the R-Car Parade not having tents and also chair and tables. So I and the group devised a plan for here on our KPFT volunteers will bring their own items such as tents, tables, chairs, food, water, etc. Also, sound system wasn't working properly at the R Car Parade. So we need to get the sound system, a portable system, and this issue needs to be addressed. Also, banners for our booth. Augie has the banners at this time. Harold Reynolds was complimented on his work at the R Car Parade. We need to add members to the committee so we can have more volunteers for working the booths and assisting the committee in plans. There was no old business. New business was what was discussed. Meeting was adjourned at 6:56 p.m. Next meeting will be held at May the 19th. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Captain Tom. We really appreciate the good work. Adriano, can you tell us when you've formed or what you're doing with Committee of Inclusion, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
Our convening meeting will be Friday, May 20th. And I'm collecting already all the information that we have from before to present to our members. And that's it. I mean, in the next meeting of the LSB, we will have our first report, and something that I was saying at some point in time, you know, something must be wrong, because when we have like more or less 2,200 members, it's not only money have to do too, that not serving our community. We need to investigate what is the problem, why we are not serving the community. If we don't, it's because, and I say it in the chat, but every company, even a community radio station, has a product. In our case, it is programs. Everybody talks about, I have the right, I have the mic. But I want to know why the community doesn't feel represented, to the point that came are our members and listen to our radio. Something is going on, and we need to realize what that is. I understand that everybody have the right, they think that they have the right to a mic. I believe that it's not a right to a mic. You know, it's your responsibility. It's something that you earn, and you need to be serving the foundation. And I don't, for whatever reason, I don't, obviously I'm not saying that everybody, because a lot of people have wonderful programs. I don't say that that is not happening, but we need to realize why the community is not rallying around us. Why, when the community need information, they go to other radio stations. We need to realize why we are becoming so, you know, I don't know, it's like we mean nothing. 2,200 members means nothing in the city of Houston. It means something is really wrong. And is this is, you know, do this, do that? No. No, you cannot go to people and say that we have 2,200 members and are asking them for give us money.
Adriana, can you please tell everybody what the date is that we're going to meet so they can get involved on these issues?
I say already that was Friday, May 20th.
What time?
Originally it was posted for 6:30, but I'm receiving some members that are asking me to modify the time. We'll see how that will go, but originally it's posted at 6:30 p.m.
Thank you.
That Friday, May 20th.
Thank you. That will be the convening meeting for that committee. Thank you for getting that together. And I believe Teresa Allen is going to be your national board rep, if I remember correctly.
No, I think that somebody said that was Maria Martinez was the one that said that she wants to be the member.
Can that member speak up and clarify, Marianne?
What committee is that?
Committee of Inclusion.
Oh, yes, I think that is correct.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's very important that we have those discussions. And that's the place for it.
By the way, Adriana, what date is that?
Friday, the 20th.
Thank you, ma'am.
Week from Friday.
Thank
Request
you.
For information.
What's that, Ted?
Can that piece of information that Marianne is the LSB member on,
can be
member on the Committee of Inclusion be included in the correction to, a correction to the minutes?
What?
We'll note it in the minutes for this meeting. Mr. Secretary, please.
I know that it's Marianne Martinez and I have her.
Yes.
Like
yes,
a member that's because that was the, she's the representative from the PMB.
Yes.
I don't know who have it wrong, but she's right.
I had it wrong. Thank you. My mistake. I was speaking from memory and not from well-written minutes, Ted. Development Committee, Teresa, do you have something for us? You got on mute, Teresa. Still working.
Yes, I have sent out a report to the LSB, and I'm hoping that these reports will be attached to the minutes in the future on KPFTX or somehow inserted. The report covers the fact that we are very supportive of the Night for Guy, which is happening tonight. But we really didn't know very much about it. It was planned, I guess, by other people, but thank goodness for that. We're also very supportive of the Life of Larry Winters, which is really not a KPFT fundraiser. It is the gate is split between KPFT and a fundraiser that Larry Winters was very supportive of. But it should be an amazing tribute and an opportunity for people to be reminded that they need to support the station. In regard to one thing we discussed at our last meeting was the fact that the pledge drive, which started on May 1st, had no challenge fund. We're unsure of what preparations were made for this pledge drive, but the committee remains eager to help in any way. If we can, you know, meet to help plan the pledge drives to make them more effective, we would be happy to do that. But we were not asked. It was noted that we have a lot more tickets available as premiums, and I think that's a good thing coming out of the pandemic. A lot of people, when they have a chance to buy, to get tickets as premiums, they are eager to donate more money. And we're asking people, starting with our members of our committee, to contribute ideas for more desirable and unique premiums. One of our challenges is coming up with a quick way to describe KPFT that resonates with people and makes them want to get engaged in their station. And what can we say that will make people more eager to open their wallets? We do intend to call lapsed donors once or twice in May. I will be making an announcement to the LSB when we do that. We will probably be, because the elections committee decided they wanted to meet on the third Thursday, I have moved the KPFT development meeting back. So it should start about 8 or 8:30, this week or next week, the 17th. And we will probably move it to first Tuesdays if the committee is amenable. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa. Really good work. And again, the lapsed donor calls raised a lot of money. So, you know, that's a good
thing. One more thing.
Yes, go ahead.
I saw in the minutes that we were going to have a popcorn sale this month. I'm looking
well, not quite. That's Nisi is warming up the oil. PK, Community Advisory Board, why don't you take a few minutes and tell everybody what's going on, please? PK McCary?
I'm trying to unmute.
You just did it. You were successful.
Okay, I did.
Go ahead, please.
I did do it. The Community Advisory Board has met the last two Mondays to the survey that we did with the participants and the people that we had information who have gotten back to us. The Secretary, Matthew Jenkins, is finishing up those notes and stuff so that we can give a comprehensive, I guess, from everybody's viewpoint, put what they said so that their voices can be heard. The other thing is that while every station has its own CAB, four CAB chairs have agreed to put together a meeting with the Corporation for Public Broadcasting to really talk about how the CAB can make an impact on the station's work and programming and inclusiveness and all of the things that we're talking about is not a problem, but how it can be better handled for the future. So we want to have a the CAB has suggested that we put together individuals who work with nonprofits like the Kresge Foundation and others who are looking at nonprofits really being less biased and not systemically discriminatory. Those biases have to be changed. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting actually does two a year. And I don't think KPFT has ever gone. And so if we are to be serious about getting CPB funding, if we're going to be serious about being a station for the communities that it serves and not just a select few, then the CAB is just going to have to ramp up the volume about the things that people in the know understand and are willing to help us counter it and become a better station and treat each other better than we do. Any questions? You really should have questions.
I'm gone.
Yes, Ted.
It has been suggested that because the CAB has hosted a town hall meeting, that the LSB does not have a responsibility for doing so. What is your take on that?
Well, the Community Advisory Board does work with the general manager and the staff and the people who are mostly listeners, and very few programmers have participated in coming to any of the CAP meetings. And maybe I should just do a PSA to ask people to come and look at what the different communities are saying to one another. But I don't necessarily want to be responsible as a CAB member for doing town hall meetings, but we do do town hall meetings pretty well, and we do make them inclusive, and we do have data that can be used for the betterment of the station. But it's not formal. It's not formal. I've worked with Dr. Franklin, who I believe is really on the right track of reaching out to the different communities and saying you have a place here at KPFT. And so if the CAB can facilitate that, we are happy to do so. But we'd like to see what the LSB would put together as a town hall meeting to do some of the things that you're talking about. The 52 for 52 was a great campaign, but there are other campaigns that are needed that aren't always centered around money. And yes, money is needed, but money is not the most important aspect of the station. It is its people, and I wish we'd remember that more often.
Dr. Franklin has returned.
Thank you, Dr. Frank. Adriana, the last question, because the time on this segment is expiring and I want to get back to Dr. Franklin. Go ahead, yes. Adriana.
Yes. Thank you, BK. I agree. CAB have a very specific, very defined work to do that is, defined for the CPB, but that doesn't replace what the bylaw said about our LSB. The town hall meetings are our obligation as LSB. Thank you, CAB, for doing what you need to do, but that is not the obligation that the bylaws ask for us. That's why Ted was asking at the beginning. I think that we need to move a little bit more, and we need to comply with the bylaws, and opening a town hall meeting from the LSB will be really important, because we'll tell the community that we want to listen to them. We are open to listen to them, not to lecture them, to let them come and tell us what they think that we are missing. Okay? That's why thank you, PK, for the town hall, but that is CAP town hall. The LSB need to do their own.
Thank you, Adriana. Jane, you got your hand up. Please make this quick because we're running out of time on this segment. Go ahead. Unmute, please, Jane. You've got to unmute.
I was just going to say that how much I appreciate PK's report and what a great success that town hall meeting was. And I'm a little concerned because and please correct me if I'm wrong, that it's not a competition between the LSB and the CAB to do the town hall meetings. I think that CAB is doing a great job. And did I miss something? Is it possible just for the LSB to support the TAB? What can we do to support the town hall meetings? I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I think that that's an answer pretty much for you as a board. Town hall meetings, the purpose is to get people, including programmers, but mostly the listeners, to come to town hall meetings and to let them know that their voices are important, but also to address things that you want them to know. And it seems like that we're suffering from a lack of money, but we're also suffering from a lack of inclusiveness. And I don't mean you know, counting people of color, that kind of thing, but I'm talking about culturally. And that's something that I think we do really, really well, because most of the people are culturally diverse who participate in the town hall meetings that we've done. I don't mind helping. We don't mind helping. Most of it can be laid at my sister's feet, Yolanda Marshall, who keeps us on track, a former engineer for NASA, who did quality assurance. So I think y'all should try to put one together and figure out a way how all of you can work together to do so.
Thank you, PK. Teresa, you have a comment, please. Last one here.
Yes. I would be happy to work with Tom Harper for a town hall meeting to be organized through the outreach committee.
Well, bring it up in that committee and then bring it forward, please. Dr. Franklin.
Mr. Chairman, I agree.
Wait, you're out of order. We're recognizing members of the board, Tom. So when you, I realize you're involved here. So when you get, go ahead, Tom. Go ahead. You're involved. My mistake.
I agree with Teresa. I think that we need to do that. And, I'm willing to assist Teresa in that aspect. I'm going to, next outreach committee meeting, we will address that issue. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Sorry to interrupt.
That's okay. Bring it up and bring it forward, please. Dr. Franklin, please conclude your report. About 10 minutes, please.
Yeah, I'll be brief.
Thank you, sir.
I don't know how much you guys heard, but I'll just say we scheduled a Becoming Muslim documentary that aired this month. And as a companion piece to that, Dr. Muhammad will be facilitating an interview with a humanitarian worker in Yemen about poverty and other challenges in that particular country. We are adding to the schedule the Flower Power Hour that will be coming in June. It'll be on Saturday. It will be replacing one of our native programs, and we're moving on to the HD2 schedule. We've completed, or Howard has completed, editing the recently concluded and produced town hall meeting, and it is scheduled for broadcast on HD1, or broadcast on HD1 on Tuesday, June 7th at 3:30 p.m. This is a 90-minute, it's been edited down to 90 minutes, and we will rebroadcast that particular town hall meeting on HD2 on Sunday, June 12th, from 7:30 to 9 p.m. We have been in contact and hoping to get confirmation from the Beto O'Rourke campaign regarding a micro-event webinar that we're hoping that he will be able to participate. The topic of that webinar will be voter suppression, a threat to democracy locally and nationally. Once scheduled and promoted on our station, Native Voice One, which is a distributor of native programming, is interested in streaming our particular broadcast of that webinar. And Native One, they distribute programs to over 195 affiliates to top market urban stations in the U.S. and Canada. But we're waiting to receive confirmation from Mr. O'Rourke's campaign. We're working to set up a micro music interview segment with Bobby Rush, who is a legendary blues musician. We're also working, hopefully, to set up a micro event.
Lost again.
Yes. Am I unmuted now?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, we have micro event that will feature the representatives of the Texas Poor People's Campaign, working with PK on that one. And finally, We are using some grant dollars from the Democracy SOS grant to purchase laptops, editing software, and microphones for our yet-to-be-assembled KPFT news team. I'll stop right there.
Any questions for Dr. Franklin? Teresa, you've had your hand up. Please go ahead.
I wanted to understand, you, in your report, you said that we have 2,224 members. The renewal rate was 31% last year, and this year so far, so from October until May, it's only at 17%. Is that correct?
And
so that means that Robin's fewer number. People are renewing. Sorry?
Those are Robin's numbers. So I would assume that certainly you can draw that comparison from that.
Okay. And currently our cash on hand is less than $4,000.
Correct.
Thank you. Oh, I wanted to thank you very much, for putting the Larry Winter Celebration of Life on the, on the website. I think you really have to kind of work. It's kind of sad to me that it wasn't put a little bit more prominently. Can you tell us who is putting things on the, KPFT Facebook page recently? Who is handling that?
Robin is our administrator and puts things on our website.
So she's the only person that's doing that right now?
Correct, yes. Previously, multiple people had access to our website, and I wanted to streamline that so that only a few representatives, she and Markeisha and myself, will have access to changing content on the website.
The website and the Facebook?
Correct. All platforms.
Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa. Adriana, you have your hand up, please.
Yes. Dr. Franklin, I try to to say it in a way not to reveal in a lot of things, but I want to know how involved are you with the selection of the new house for KPFT, or is just something that land in your desk, or you are involved in any of this?
Originally, with the previous executive director, Lydia, she tasked me with undertaking that particular initiative, and as such, I did research. I made some suggestions, not official, but certainly to her. And that was shortly before she left, and a new ED came in. And I think the new ED has reordered that particular process to date. And so I think she's kind of done some reassessment regarding the building. But I think in terms of it moving forward, I think it's ongoing. And my particular involvement on the new ED's initiative is not as involved as the previous ED had tasked me to be involved. If that's clear to you.
Yeah, it means that it's somebody else that is in this, it's not you. The general manager.
Yes. I'm secondary. I'm in the process.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions for Dr. Franklin? Thank you, Dr. Franklin.
May I ask a question? One more question?
Go ahead, Teresa.
Dr. Franklin, considering our pretty dire financial situation, have you considered maybe convening a group with the LSB to problem solve some solutions to the financial situation?
No, I haven't at this particular point in time. That is a discussion yet to be had with the new ED. That is a top priority of hers, as I'm sure you know. And in terms of strategizing going forward, we do have some ideas that we have not formalized at this particular point in time regarding outreach to some of our major donors, but that's going to involve our staff as well as some key members, I think on the LSB, yet to be selected, and the ED herself.
As chair of the development committee, this is news to me, so I'm really eager to hear more and help in any way.
Well, we certainly appreciate that. This just stemmed out of our preliminary talks with Rob Lee, myself and Robin and Markeisha. That's mm-hmm. very early. We're very early in the process with that. We've not yet formalized our particular strategy or our approach, but we do know that the ED is certainly a part of this particular process. So we're in the early stages of beginning to strategize an effective strategy that will help us to address what is clearly a problem, a financial problem that just didn't start, you know, this year or last year, but it's been ongoing. So we're looking to try to strategize and find ways in which we might be able to augment some of our financial shortfalls at the station presently.
Thank you.
Sure. Thank you, Teresa. Anybody else have time for one more? If there's another question for Dr. Franklin, that will end the time on this segment. Thank you, Dr. Franklin. We appreciate the good reporting, and let's hope this fund drive picks up.